Coach, thank you so much for taking out the time to come up.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. That was a very entertaining game. First play of the game from scrimmage for us, 44-yard touchdown run by James Bowman. I'm sure you probably felt very comfortable with the offense at that particular time. We didn't get to see a whole lot, but Coach, after that, unable to score again. Did have a couple of drives that switched field position, which was big. But if you go back and you look over that game, Coach, just from memory, what were some of the things that prevented this team from finishing drives?
We had missed opportunities, whether it was a drop pass. Again, we had some penalties on our receivers, whether they're lining up offsides and or leaving early, just little things like that, I felt, and missed reads. There's times that, we missed our read, and again, we didn't get the ball where we needed to, and so it was just missed opportunities. That's what I look at it this whole game. There was a lot of missed opportunities that we had a chance to capitalize offensively that we just didn't do, and that's why I told the kids we just got to get better at the little things like that, catching the ball, securing the ball, and then not making those mental mistakes of hurting yourself by getting the dumb penalties that we got.
I know you're never going to make an excuse, Coach, but we can be real here. We're watching this game, and we have the ball with 3 minutes to play in the game to win the contest. There's no Ryker Jensen, there's no Zion Gibson, there's no Braden Howard, and James Bowman's out there on one leg. those are five. We're down a quarterback, a center, the top back and a top wideout. It's tough to win football games when you have small numbers like that.
It is. And again, it seems like we always get that bug, but, that's not an excuse. Every team has the same things. It gave opportunities for some other kids to step up, and, hopefully – in the future, they recognize that they're counted on just as much as the number ones. So, again, that comfort level, the Nolet Seth's there. I think we had, I don't know, if Cove moved to center at one time, we did have McKay Citrus snapping there in the first half, it seemed like. And so kids just got to be ready to play because that's it's Emory football. We're thin and we got to fill places, and kids got to step up and make some plays.
Yeah, I hate the cliche next man up, but, it's – true.
Yeah.
It's a cliche for a reason, right? Because it's true.
It's true. And again, especially with football, and it seems like I say we've got that bug for some reason. It seems like Bowman always comes up a little bit lame with his hamstring or his calves cramping up, one of those. And then, again, Braden's been battling an ankle injury. He got it hurt in camp, and then he's been pretty good first week's practice. And so, again, banged it again. And so, again, a big part of what we do on both sides of the ball, you see a little bit of difference when he's in there snapping the ball, and then also on the defensive side, just he plugs things up. So,
Coach, we'll talk about some positives individually. I thought Jace Mangum was fantastic tonight. I thought he played very well, especially on the defensive front. There were times where you guys could, you did penetrate, you did provide pressure, and it seemed that that's when Millard's offense was at its worst, when they were most vulnerable. A couple of opportunities for turnovers.
Yeah, no, I thought we did a good job that way. When we let him sit back there and do his thing, he did a good job right before half, and I take a little bit of blame for that because I knew they'd throw it up to the redhead kid, but he's a good player. But I was waiting for it a little bit earlier, so we sat back, and they just dinked and dumped and just made a methodical drive. So, again, as a coach, I'm like, okay, hey, we got to be better that way to making calls to make them play rather than just drive us down methodically like they did to get a shot at the end. So, again, you don't give that one up right before half. That one hurt us, I think, even though we went up ahead 7-6. You go up 7-0 and with the ball, it makes a little bit of a difference in mentally to be able to go in halftime with a 7-0 lead rather than a 7-6 lead.
It's situational football, and you'll learn from everything. Is it one of those deals now where, okay, if it's a Hail Mary heave to the end zone and someone's behind you, don't play the ball, just take the kid out, take the 15-yard penalty?
Yes, that goes to kids knowing football and understanding football and situations, and that's sometimes tough to teach because...
Sure. You get 2 weeks.
Yes, exactly. We don't get a lot of situational things, okay, hey. And that's just when you need some kids that know the game and just say, okay, hey, if he's going to get me, I'm going to try to take him out, and like you say, take the penalty and see what happens. So... some of that you can't coach all the time. So
yeah.
Just kids got to be smart and know football. But overall, he's in good position. But he's a great athlete. And that's why Dixie State's looking at him, because he's a good athlete, he's a great player. So
Coach, defensively, and I know you're a defensive guy, so the fact that they had, I believe their first four possessions were punts. First three possessions were punts. First four possessions, three punts and a turnover. In the red zone, I had them down as 2 of 5, and that second touchdown was a late one when the game was over. We didn't have any timeouts. All in all, what was working for this team in the red zone defensively? Because it was very difficult for Miller to finish off drives.
Again, we changing fronts a little bit, trying to mash things in the middle. I thought our kids did it well. Good job. Given we're fresh, we're actually pretty good. But we start wearing down, again, a little bit of that Ironman football that we get with kids playing both sides. I just needed some of my twos that got in there towards the end to be a little bit more stout. But I thought I was happy with the way we performed in the red zone. Their kids got stiff, and, you know, they held their ground like they did, with the exception of that last touchdown, which I talked to them about. It's honestly, at that point, it's pride whether or not you let that last score go, because, I mean, it is what it is. But I just need a little bit more pride from those guys. A loss is a loss, but, you know, 20-7 versus 13-7 doesn't matter, but hopefully have a little bit more pride on that.
And we had 9 turnovers today. The fact that they ran another play at the end is kind of dangerous on there, and 9 turnovers in this game tonight.
Exactly. And I talked to Coach Stevenson. I respect that guy. I respect what he does. And he was getting from his sideline that we had 2 timeouts left, and so he was going to get us to burn one and then probably take the knee. But, again, that's why I told my kids, we got to play to the end. It doesn't matter what the score is. Play to the end.
Coach, there's been talk about the quarterback all offseason, Ryker Jensen. I thought Ryker started off well. I know things got a little bit more difficult, and then he leaves the game with an injury. First off, how is Ryker?
I need to talk to him. I'm not sure. I think he probably his collarbone is what it looked like to me. So who knows how long he's out. Hopefully we get some news, whether it's good or bad, tonight, to find out what the prognosis is, when or if he can come back. Again, we've talked about it all year. We've got these two quarterbacks that they've been battling, so they both know that whether one's having a bad day, the other one can always step in, and vice versa. So, it's on as usual, next man up, and hopefully Seth can take the reins, and I'm hoping for a quick healing from Ryker, because like you say, I think he started off the ball game well, because, again, we get big plays, and, again, he's got to manage, and that's what the sophomore, you got to try to get him to do things manageable, because I felt like there was times he maybe stretched the field a little bit more than we needed to, and we needed to take the easy ones and just kind of take our time down. That's what you get with Ryker. Again, he'll give you some big plays down the field, but sometimes he gets big eyes instead of taking what, you know, the defense is giving him.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the coaching staff has full confidence in him. I remember one specific instance. It was 3rd and 10, hard snap count, turns it to 3rd and 5. So we go from a definite passing situation to maybe being able to open up the playbook a little bit. You guys went back to the pass, and he completed a pass on 3rd down to extend that drive. A lot of confidence. Coaching staff, you guys believe in this kid?
I think so. I mean, he's got the arm. He's got the attitude. And you know, that's why he's at the number one right there. And like you say, I thought you saw Seth in the slot there. He had some great catches across the middle. Sure-handed kid. I'm not sure if he dropped one. I thought he was pretty good that way, sure-handed. That's kind of where we're at right now at the quarterback situation.
I know we'll talk a little bit later on in the week about next week's opponent, but Coach, this non-region schedule is pretty brutal. Next up, it's North St. Pete. That's going to be very difficult. We saw what ALA did to Carbon tonight. They beat them handedly 38-6. So over the next couple of weeks, all these preseason games, they count. I mean, there's no more room. There's no more margin of error. I mean, you need to perform in these preseason games. And we got a very tough preseason schedule.
We do. And so that's why I said, told my kids, it doesn't get any easier from here. Every game from here on out, it's going to be a tough game. ALA is a little unknown thing, but seeing 38-6, I know Carbon's a good team. They're a senior-heavy team, and so, you know, you're expecting big things there. So ALA is another game that we got to put on our docket and try to make sure our ducks in a row, we're ready for that game. But North St. Pete, that's the next one. We got to get our focus on that and see what we can do to keep Coach Bird and the St. Pete Hawks down.
Well, Coach, it is always great to talk with you. I really appreciate you coming up to talk about the game tonight. And we got 9 more weeks of football. We're off and rolling. It's great to be back, and it's great to talk with you again, Coach.
Hey, thank you. 9 more weeks. That's what I tell my kids. This isn't a finished product by any means. We've got a long ways to go and a lot more ball games to play, and kids are going to get better.
Yeah, the object of the season is to be better in week 9 than you were in week 1, right?
Exactly. That's what we're working for. So,
Coach, thank you.
Thank you.